there is almost an assumption that you can make sense of this massive amount, 5 billion pieces of data every 24 hours. The idea that you could make connections, they call it co-traveler. So even if you were targeted on some bad guy somewhere, how you could possibly make a connection in this kind of data, just I don't think it's even true. I think that it certainly is in line with the NSA's motto, collect everything. And then we'll see if we can later connect some dots and make some sense of it. There's no proof or evidence that they've even been able to make sense of things like all the telephone calls, let alone this travel data. So I don't think it's effective at all for the purpose that it's being sold. On the other hand, the privacy and the threat to the First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, freedom of press, and freedom of association are incredibly big.
Now, I would assume, though you're probably going to challenge my assumption, that in certain instances they keep this data and then when they come up with a lead, they might be able to then track the movements of individual suspects and then make connections that way. So, in other words, they might have a very large box, but then they can delve into the box when they actually need it.
Well, you know, I think you're hitting onto something that I kind of just alluded to, and this actually was said by Michael Hayden or admitted in a debate a couple of days ago. He said something like, "Well, we can connect the dots after an event has occurred." And he used the example, this wasn't Hayden, by the way, but it was somebody else arguing his points. They made the example of stopping the Times Square bomber from getting on the plane after the car loaded with explosives had been found. Okay, afterwards, now, of course, this is a far cry from what people are being sold. People are being told that the whole point of this massive dragnet is to prevent an act of terrorism.
And lastly, the Guardian newspaper suggested that they have only used about 1% of the documents that have been given to them by Edward Snowden. As these revelations continue to come out, what are the implications? Will we see some major reforms in Washington?
I think we've already learned enough. We don't need to. I mean, to be honest, I can't even imagine how much more is in there. There are, you know, a few questions I have about how do they exempt important branches of government. I'm hoping that there is something coming out on that, because at one point there was an earlier NSA whistleblower who claimed that they were even monitoring the Supreme Court justices, congresspersons, as Frank Church was monitored by Hoover back in the 60s and 70s. And they said even Obama, before when he was a candidate, was monitored. Now, that you would think would really kind of make people very worried if a government agency can monitor the other branches of government and important people like that. So it really all depends on what the reaction is now from the people, from journalists, from legislators. You know, if we have legislators who are proposing strong reforms of the NSA, now what do you think is happening behind the closed doors? If they do have some private information on a legislator, now if this is going on, you know, there's no way that we can predict what the outcome will be. It all depends on the courage of these legislators, journalists, and even of the people themselves. People have got to say, we don't want this Orwellian future. We want to stand up to this. And yes, it's bad right now. They're trying to chill my exercise of my rights, but we've got to stand up to that. And actually, this is probably the most crucial time in the world to exercise our First Amendment rights.